Shir Yud in Mishnayos Mikvaos by Rosh Hashiva. Yud Kislev continued. Yud Kislev Tov Shin Nun, December 8th, 1989, on Friday continued.
If you had Chof Aleph Shom and Shabbat, then you dumped in Yuteso Shov, then you are Mamshechet from this place to another place. So then it's Kshayot. And the Paschus in that case, it is Kshayot. So in other words, so it's an altogether different Pshat. That's why the Rambam is difficult. But no one would say that the difficulty in the Rambam consists in the fact that he Paschus, like the Blessed Ben Yaakov, and not like the Rabbanu. Because after all, there is Mishnas, the Blessed Ben Yaakov, Kavinoki. So what? Because we say that there is a distinction between the Mishnah and the Braisa. But who says that the Rambam is mechuyev to recognize that distinction? Anyway, I'm sorry, but we'll discuss it next time.
Who are the Chachamayim?
I know.
Because the Shiva is saying that someone will say that he can't the Rambam doesn't hold the Quran because he wouldn't.
Yeah.
So here.
You are the Chachamim.
Yes, so he brings none of Yishas and Shubh's Rimigash. Same difficulty if you're going to say the Rimigash.
Rimigash also.
He also holds like that.
Express
yeah, but they bring it, that's the Chachamim Meider.
I'm not the Jokhi Mister. I know you're just somebody who's
talking. No, but the Rimigash holds like that. That Shubh's and Shubh's Rimigash.
If the Rim holds by Vesel, you start from the Rimigash. You join the Rimigash.
Yeah.
Well, I agree with the Shita Rim. But if the Rim is not held by this, then we shouldn't say no. It's not a Rishi. It's not a Rishi.
I thought the Rashi said that the Rambam is cholik on the Chachmas. They hold Shubashim Shifua Kula.
It's a Shubash.
And Rambam holds that it's
Chorosu. But the giving of the member of Chorosu, the Chachime, I mean, it's to your soils. You know it to your soils. The Shilt is not a deal. That's why you have to have a Shilt. It's not a deal. It's reference to a case where there was a power of Shom, which Mamas Mishal. Then he don't think it was so true. Then he was Mamshir, the whole mixture of Mensho, to another place. So that is question. And that is the Machloi case between the Rabbonon and the Rabbonon Yaakov and the Rambam Paschins. The Rambam Paschins like Rabbonon for the Rabbonon Yaakov.
So he only passes the Shubashim Shikula Kula is Kshera in the case of where you have Roma and Kshera.
He passes like Rabbonah for Reza B'Yakov. He passes like Rabbonah for Reza B'Yakov. That is Kshera.
So what's the difference?
Because Mishnah of Reza B'Yakov Kakinoki applies only to Mishnah Tepas. According to that.
Because that's why Paschim is like the Rabban. But why is the Rambam difficult? Because what makes the Rambam difficult?
The whole Mishnah Rambam.
The Rosh Hashanah said from the first Mishnah.
Shir Yudav and Sachas Mikvavs by the Rosh Hashiva Yud Zayin Kislev Heitov Shin Nun December 15, 1989.
Next time we'll begin the third page. Oh, it's a very complicated thing in the union of Amshah. Very complicated. Very complicated.
the Sugi and Shmuel, the priestess of the Kitis Hashinim, Shmuel and Shiltes. So we have to go over the Mishneh in Perek Daled, Mishneh Daled. That's very important. First with the Rav, then the Rash and the Rosh. Perek Daled Mishneh Daled. Mayim Shuvim Umei Mikveh Shenisar V'Bechotzer U'Viyuko V'Al Maylei Samoro Im Reidin Akosha Akosha Im Reidin Apostle Apostle. So in other words, suppose Mayim Shuvim Yutes Mayim Shuvim Chofalef Mikshonim were mixed in a chotzer. Or miles hamor. So in other words, the death is that that mentions the case where the taruves of mayim shuvim and meikshomim and rov being meikshomim took place before the mikveh, not in the mikveh where the people are taking, before the mikveh. Amar Samoro, Ruko, Bechotzer. No one is stable in the Chotzer. So he's stable in a Beya. So the Taruves of Shuvim and Mikshomim took place in the Chotzer, or on the steps. And then there was Rob Mikshomim. Then the Taruves was Nimshach Lisechabe. So then he's Koshim. Mechzel and Mechzapos. Emisai bisman shemisavim actually agil nik hoyo mikalchem bisech hamayim im yodua shenof al isech ha'avoyim sol mayim shirim actually yarad isech ha'shleish ha'lukim mayim shubim kosha im laf posha. But if it is not determined that there was for the saw before the yutes saw poured in, so then it's possible. So it's mashma. Pashtus aloshin is mashma. That even when the Uteso, it wasn't dumped in directly by him, but it was led in. It was dumped at 3 tefachim away from the bear. And then it glided in. That's real amshoch. Even then it's possible. So when is amshoch, even though the shuvim originally were only Uteso. So, but the Mishnah said in the Reisha that if the Mikshomim were Chopalev saw, so then it's kosher. So the Reisha discusses the case where the Taruves took place, not in the place of the Tfil. And then everything together was Nimshach into the Mikshomim. So then, so in other words, it doesn't, so if the rov of the water was mishamim, so the shem shov is not even chal. Let's say, you have in the chotzer, chof alef so, chof alef so mishamim. Then somebody dumped into the chotzer or to the steps of the beya, so he dumped yutesa. And then the only sarin, and then all the 40 saw was Nimshach L'Sechabe. So by the time it rips into the bay, there is no psul of show. Mashain came if you have a chavalev saw make shaman in the bay, then you dump your teso outside the bay, you would walk him away. And then the Uteso is Nimshach. So Uteso is Nimshach. So Mele the moment, so Mele then, if there was no Taruves outside the Mikveh, so then it's not kosher, be a Vamshach. Only when there was a Taruves outside the Mikveh. That's how it's mashma. Let's see. And this is how the Rosh and the Rash explain the Mishnah. Hoya mikalachim v'secha mayim. Im yadu ashen ofa v'secha apoyim so mayim she'erim. Mayim she'erim. Actually, yet a serious lesh look in mayim film in kosher. Im lav post. And that's how the Rosh and the Rash explain it. So in other words, according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, when do we say that Hashove b'miute, Hamshoche b'miute, Teso is kosher, only when the Roshov and then outside the Mikve, and it was Nisarei with Chofalev, so the Tanakh Shomei, and then the whole thing was Nimshach into the Mikve. By the time they come into the Mikve, then I chove. Masha'in Chei, if you have Chofalev, so in the Be'er, and then you are Mamshich, you Teso, surely, so then it's possible. Let's see the Rab. Mayim shuvim shim psulim mikve, umikshom makshirim shnisar v'chotzer, oi biuke gume shamayim niskaps ben ramayim samoro, umishom nimshoch umimshich ubiyod limikve. Yire ibna kosha, koim shchafal epso mehen, mikshom yutes mayim shuvim kosha, hoi mikalch mishamayim, shel yordo limikve al diam shochet ar achotzer gul kemar samoro. Ele mnakir, that's not the Rosh Pshat. And that's not the Rashba. This is the Rambam Pshat in Pirusha Mishnah. Pashtas HaRoshin is like the Rosh and the Rash. That when it says, Hoya Mikalachim, doesn't mean Mamish don't eat the bear. Man, it means if there was Chofalev saw Mikshomim in the bear, and then he was Mikaleach outside that bear, Yuteso, Gimel Tvachim away, it's also possible. This is the Pashtas Rosh. And this is how the Rash and the Rosh explain it. But the Rambam doesn't explain it. But the Rambam says Mikalchim means it wasn't done for Amshocha altogether. Hoy Mikalchim is a mind, shall yodli mikvel the Amshocha the Rachotza, the Yehuki. Umazamakim mas Mikalchim, no Amshocha. So then, if there was 40, so even in that case is kosher. Because once you have a mikveh kshei or shleimo, so you can dump in directly the kate, 1,000 so or more. In lach posel, the gimol lugin, maim shuvim teislim kshei noflum dikveh, shaloi ki derach hamshoch. Aval derach hamshoch hain teislim, ad shi yorei maim shuvim. After the Mayim Shum Bifni Asma, Shalom Nisar Avoy Yitshay, in Pesim Der Hamshoch Ela Berei, Kim Mikve Shiyish Bechotha, Chofal Efsor Mitshom, in Mala Mikate Pumam Shechui Seyichay, Yutay Shom Mayim Shum Bikosha, Hoy Uvorvei, Mayim Shayri, Vechein Aloch Esor Beis, but Abur, we're not learning the fourth day, but there is a stirah in the Rab Metinora, because the Rab Metinora on this Mishneh, and the Rabbi Dinora and the Mishnayis and Machlekes of Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. So there it says, the Machlekes between Rabbi Leza and Rabbi Yeshua. But Rabbi Leza is saying, that in Inas Shomim, Yidmik Matmayim Bidei Yishoya, in Vlad Lo Yishoya, and Rabbi Yeshua, Ema Bin Kach, Ben Kach Yishoya, or Yich, the Machlekes, whether I'm shocked because it's shei or not. So Rabbi Yeshua holds that I'm shocked because it's shei or Rabbi Leza holds that I'm shocked because it's psua, only the miyuta. So over there, the halacha is like Rabbi Yeshua. Here he says it's a halacha. So that is there, all right. Now, any yes? Now, let's see. So the Rav explains, so you make halacha like the Rambam. Let's see. Now the Rash and the Rosh, and then the Rambam, and then we'll go over the Gemara in Shei, in the Zayat Mishadal. First the Rash. Uko Hafiro is Kabis Bomayim, the High Gardener, the Fira Kids, the Stadt. The Sosa was Ula. In Reden, a Kosha Kosha, Kibin is Hau, the Hosa, the Shoche, Yod, and Sav, and Mitwe, or in the Kaufung, the Hamayim, the Sav, the Hotza, the Hauken, the Nazbom, the Mashuri, the Hingam, the Shomim, the Nas. In Love Cross, after Pisha, the Shoche, Yod, the Isos, the Hamayim, the Shoche, the Hamayim, שיודו לפסים שישים מהבואים שור, תיכנסו הרב שוכן מתארס כלל, אך לשליש מיטים לפסים, ודלו יקרב לדע יקב בסייף פרק, כאן, תיכון מה שעב, שעשובו מתארו, דרבי אדם שוכן, אז מה נעשה דיס משנה, במלאך פוסו, אף על פי, שדרך המשוכן יודו יצשלו במים, so how does he explain? Not like the Rambam, the Rambam doesn't know it. Because according to the Rambam, I don't know it. So it's not a controversial question. So then it means, Mamesh, he dumped, shoved him into the mikveh. I mean, of course it's possible. And here he says, he stole him, because he explains it like the Rosh, that this Mishnah holds, the psula that Hamshoche is only kosher if first there is itarubes of shubim and nishonim outside of me, and then he's mamshich the whole memsor into the mikveh. So then Hamshoche is machshir, but if the Hamshoche takes place over Yutesov that is poured into the mikveh, which has already Chotalev Somik Shomi, then it's possible, there's the Pshat Mikau. So he says, Hoya Mikau from Shamayim Shomi Nisav Vechotza, Elam Halkin Bifni Atzmom Kimanshu, Yechina Mishom, there was no Tarubes outside mikveh. Vimlaat, So then it's only kosher if the mikveh had already, before the yuteso was poured in. So had already for the source, of course it's kosher. Vim lab is possible. Afa pshida ham shokhi yodu isho shlish tu kumayim. Shul nikil afa pishi yodu ipsei shishli marboim so. Diko soba ham shokhi in the terrace club. Afilu shlish oligil ipsei. ודלו יקרב לרבי יעקב, דיסייף פריקמה, דיתמורה, דיקומה שעשיבה מתארס בביב המשוך. And then he says, אבו הויה מקלחי, בשיח המים, אם ידוע שנופע לסייכל, הרבוי מסור מים קשר, עד שלא ירד לסייכל, שלא ישלו גם מים שובים מסקושה. But if it's not nofal isecha abuim shomayim sheirim, even if you had lameteso, so it's still possible. Big achidish, according to English. A big achidish. In other words, that when is there a din of hamshoche? Only when the tarubes takes place outside the mikveh. Outside the mikveh there is rov of mikshav. Then Amshoche is chal on the old memsor, so then Amshoche is machshir. But if there is no tarubes outside the mikveh, so then even if you have lameteso, mikshav in the mikveh, and then you are mamshich, gimel lugin, shuvin, so it's also possible. So it's also possible. That is not like Reb Lezer B'Yakov in Pule, not like the Rabbonim from Lezer B'Yakov. Yeah, that's right. So in other words, this Mishneh represents the Shite that is the biggest Nach. The biggest Nach. All right. That's the Rash. Oh, now then, Tanya B'Tisefte, Reb Lezer B'Yakov here, Gak Sheyesh Be'i B'Reishei Estin Baal Soim Sosh Mikshan. Now the Braise in Gmure mentioned the same thing in the name of Reb Lezer ben Yaakov, but there it doesn't say Gak. There is different. That's why it's very confusing. Now maybe we should go over this Gemara just briefly in order to understand the Raj, the Rosh, you know, the Rishen. So let's, for a moment, let's turn to the Mishnah in Gemara. The Mishnah in Gemara mentions several things, different things in Amdumer, but the common denominator that only the Cheshbon. So in other words, it's coolest. The Mishnah mentions kulas, miscellaneous halachas, kulas, not chumas. Eina miduma midame el chachesh, veina hamechemeitz mechame chumas mechameitz el chachesh. That's not miduma, but it's kulas. Veina mai lal mikvoyz, the third halach, the least mikvoyz. Veina mai mishubim pisalas samikve elo lefichesh. Kulas. Only with the cheshbon it passes. So man tane, omar rabchi, rabbi, omar rabbi yuchanan, chablez amirakim. The Mishnah that mentions equally, that mayim shuvim only passes with the cheshbon, represents the view of chablez amirakim. In other words, not the view of the rabbonim of chablez amirakim. Rablazer B'Yakov, it is not Rablazer B'Yakov, he mikve sheyeh b'yeshrim v'achasomi, shomi, mimalei b'chatev, sha'esri so, u peiskim mikve. So in this price it doesn't say Gag. It doesn't say Gag. Tzisefte mentions Gag. The Rambam mentions Gag. But the Loshnag Mora, the price here, doesn't say Gag. Mikve sheyeh b'yeshrim v'achasomi, shomi, mimalei b'chatev, Chaes Riso, who please come in Mikve, the link here, Shashide Mitaberes, Mitaheres, Birbir, the Amshok. So that means, so that's the Pshat in the Mishnir, in that Mayim Shuvim passes only with the Cheshbon. So in other words, only when it is Rov Mayim Shuvim. So even for Amshoche, it's possible. But if it's mute mayim shuvim, then there is a way to be kosher. How from shok? That's the pshat in the kul. In a shuvim, in a mayim shuvim, peisles a mikve, that hamshoche shouldn't even avail us, only if it's rov. But if it's mute, then it doesn't puzzle in the sense that Hamshoche shouldn't be marching. Then Hamshoche is marching. So that's the kule. Rabbi Yaakov is the kule. Michlal, since Rafi Barabam Rabbi Yechanan said that this kule, that Hamshoche doesn't pass on the rub bimute. Hamshoche is niskosha bimute. Muteso is the shita of Rabbi Yaakov. It implies the Rabbon Nachelik and Rabbon Machmir, and they pass Lam Shoche even be mute. So in other words, there is no such thing as Am Shoche according to the Rabbon of Rabbi Azabia. Michlau the Rabbon Savre, the Vilpia, Am Shochele, and the whole the Hiroserod in Omarabi, Shubashim Shechu, Kulo, Tero, Sarashe, Teisves, and many of the same explain. The pshat in Rabin is Shuva Shim Shechura Kula Teiro means suppose you dumped 40 saw Shuvi, then you manipulate that this 40 saw should glide down into a bear. You will throw him away. So it's also says it's a big bear. So the question is, here I found. So, in other words, we have a stira between Rabbi Yechon and Rabbi Yechon. On one hand, Rav Chiya bar Abba Amar Rabbi Yechon says that the kula of the Mishnah that I'm shoche b'miyuto is k'sheiro represents only the view of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. That means according to Rabbanu Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. So it is so humble that even Amshocha ben Yehuda is true. And then Rabbi Nomar Rabbi Yechon is the same Rabbi Yechon. So he says, hey, be cool. He says that even not only ben Yehuda Amshocha, it shall even be cool. So the question is, Rabbi Nomar Rabbi Yechon is deen, whose view does it represent? Does it represent, it couldn't represent Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, the maker, he's only maker by Yehuda, but by Kulo he's not maker. And here Rabbi Yechonin says even by Kulo. And it certainly couldn't represent the view of the Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, because they are even more machmir than Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. They pass even by Yehuda. So whose view? Some always Rabbi Yechonin mentioned a din that is not like any time. That's impossible. El ho dichios rabbi rabbi yeshua shimshukul teiro mane li rabbonim li rablez el oma rabbi li fichesh mikelim v'yesim l'cheini. So rabbi says that rabbi rapopin doesn't make any difference. So that the pshat in the mishneh ein ashuvim in a mayim shuvim b'samik v'lichesh does not mean that show bam shoche is only possible by rube, not by miute, it means another aloche. That gimu lugim ayim shuvim only possible if it's from one kele, two kele, three kele. But if they are from more than three kele, so then it doesn't pass. That's the kule. So in other words, so that's hushite is that kule, that's yesem mechene, but the other tanoim achilik an yesem mechene. Maybe the Mishnah doesn't discuss the scope of the psul of shuvim when Amshocha is machshir and Amshocha is not machshir. So maybe since this Mishnah doesn't discuss, so then there is no kasha. Robin Omer Rabbi Yechonin's din shuvashim shechuo kulo is there or represents the shite of the Rabbanu of Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov. And true, Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is not the biggest major. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov is a machmir. Rabbi Elazar ben Yaakov, he says that Amshocha is only effective by miute is kosher. But by Rubin, by Kule is possible. But Rabbanu of Elazar ben Yaakov, Achele can be a more maker. And they say Amshocha is effective even by Kule. And Rabbi Yechonin passes like Rabbanu of Elazar ben Yaakov. That's all. That's the pshat. So mele, those Rishinim, the Chachmei Amarot, the Rambam, is so strongly against the Chachmei Amarot. So it's not Ishtes Yoch. We don't pass by the Chachmei Amarot. But it's not Ishtes Yoch. It's many Rishinim. Ktskashi Shite, and Teishi Shite. There's the Pashtes Loshin Agmar. All right, now. Let's go.
Yeah. Is the fart that this is the pastels of Gimelug and Ma'im, or the fart is Hamshacha doesn't help, and we just have a mikvah of the makeup of Ma'im Sha'ubi. In other words, it's like now Hamshacha didn't work, but the fart is
asking, according to Mandoma, that Hamshacha and Mu'ti is kosher,
right?
But the Rubi be cooling not. Right. So what's the difference? What's the difference? Okay. Difference is very simple. Whether we say, you see, there's a machlekes rishayim, whether shuvo kulo rubo is possible with raise, or shuvo kulo rubo is possible with rabbon. Of course, miuto is certainly only rabbon, except rabbon tam. So betchilo even gimelugin, but we're not talking about the tchil. So miuto, show the miute is only rabbon. But show berube is possible midrais. Kule is possible midrais. But even according to the Bishayim, like the Rambam, that or the Ri, that show bikule is also kosher midrais. Also kosher midrais. But in Rabbonon, there is a difference between the psu of Shol Bikulei and Shol Bimutei. Shol Bimutei has a Chalisha Mikve. But it's impossible, if I mention it several times. Masha'in King, Shol Bikulei, or even Birubi, because Rubi Kikulei does not have a Chalisha Mikve. Just as you find the Dinyan, the Raivet makes a distinction between a Roshe, a Kore, he has a Shemedes, but the Possel is. But for himself, or the Baal B'Ishte, Ishti Kigufe, so then Baal Dovo doesn't even have a Shemedes. I mean, there are Dinyan. So the Gabi Mikvois also, there are certain Mikvois that have a Chalisha Mikve, but it's a Mikve Pshuva. It's a Mikve Pshuva. And then they are psulim that are such psulim that he doesn't even have a halisha mikveh. So naturally, if we say shol bikulei, he's possible that I say. So then it can be explained that way. Because if shol bikulei or bikulei, he doesn't have a halisha mikveh. Doesn't have a halisha mikveh. If he doesn't have a halisha mikveh, that's why hamshoche is not effective. Hamshoche can be matki psulim, but hamshoche cannot confer a new Chalishem that he didn't have. But even according to the Rishayim, who say that even Shuvah Bikulei is only possible with Rabbonon, but on the Rabbonon level there is a difference. Not all the Rabbonon see the same. If it's Shuvah Bikulei, so with the Rabbonon he doesn't even have a Chalishem Mikveh. Some of Meile is not trying to say, I'm Shochet, will confer a Chalishem Mikveh. Mashinki showed Muti just in Lurin. It has a Chalishim Mikveh. I mean, the Rabbanon is a Chalishim Mikveh. But it's possible. So the halacha is that Hamshoch is Matkia Lepsul. Hamshoch is Matkia Lepsul. In other words, how is it Matkia Lepsul? Because how does Hamshoch work? Let's see, the Rabbanon also has to work. It has to be explained. What is it? Especially if it's the Raistik halacha. We don't have to understand. It's also a cost. Don't have to discuss it. But if he says the Rabbanon in Halacha, the Rabbanon don't make the Kohen just like that. It's also a cost. Every the Rabbanon has to be explained. Why? How does it work? So Mishael, the Mordechai explains it. Because of that, there are certain shittes that Hamshoch has to be only al gabei karka, something that can absorb. Whether it absorbs or it doesn't absorb, doesn't matter. As long as it's capable of absorbing. So mainly you can see that when you dump water and soil, water can react, can absorb. Even if it didn't absorb, but since it can absorb, so it's considered. And then when it glides down into the bay, so it's considered there has been a metamorphosis took place in that water. In other words, this water, suppose it would be absorbed by earth. So then you would say, certainly, it's Panam Chadosh, the Shem Shol Vispoka, it became incorporated into the earth, then it squeezed out from the earth. So that's not sure. That's the Shemayim when it's squeezed out by the earth. So anyway, even though it's not absorbed, but as long as it can absorb, so it's considered it had been absorbed. But if the Hamshoche is made, let's say, of this kind of a sidewalk, which cannot even absorb, so then there is no Hamshoche. But there are the Shemachelik and the Mordechai. And they say that Hamshoche can be on any sidewalk, something, and substance that cannot absorb. Because if it was dumped on the Karka, it is dumped on the Karaka, then it's considered as if it had been absorbed by the Karaka, even though it's a paved Karaka, it cannot absorb. But if it was dumped on the Karaka, it's considered as if it had been absorbed by the Karaka. Then when it lies down in the bay, so it's a new thing. It's like a metamorphosis has taken place in the water. It's natural. This is how it is explained. Whether the ice is above, this is how. Now, most Rishonim say, even though most Rishonim are chilek on the Chumrah of the Mordechai, that it has to be dumped dafke on karka, on karka that can absorb, not on paved karka. But most Rishonim say, even on paved karka, on the sidewalk, it can do. But everybody is made there that you cannot make Hamshoch on Chilek. I'm killing that. Why killing that? Because if he's done from the karaka, even though it's pain, but karaka in general absorbs some melee, even though it's pain, it's also considered an absorb. But the killer in general doesn't absorb the killer, except say, special killing. Some melee we don't apply the halacha. Anyway, so this is how it is to be explained. Why is there a difference of shocha bikule and of shocha mute? Because of shocha mute, the Aisa the Rabbonot, is a psu. It's a psu, but it's a mitzvah. But of shocha bikule, the Aisa the Rabbonot, does not have a chalesh mitzvah. And if we say of shocha bikule is not, that's the shaila. If we say of shocha bikule is effective, so of shocha has the capacity not only to mafki a psu, but even to confer the Chalishem Mikveh, even though heretofore he did not have a Chalishem Mikveh, so from Shoche, the Chalishem Mikveh, may Mikveh is conferred upon him. That's the Chachmei Amaro. But those who pass not like the Chachmei Amaro, so let's say the Rambam and all the Shainim, they hold Ham Shoche. The capacity of Hamshocha is only to mafkia ipsu, but not to compare the Chalishim.
According to Rambam, doesn't lose the Chalishim Shol Shabbo even with Hamshocha?
What?
Because it never really loses the Chalishim Shol Shabbo even with Hamshocha. Because if in Maisa you lose the Chalishim Shol Shabbo, then
that's
why?
That's right. In other words, then it would be semantics. What difference does it make? Call it Chalishim Shov, don't call it Chalishim Shov. But it's kosher, it's not possible. So we mele, in final analysis, if the Shem Shov is Pokam, then it would be a meaning of semantics, you know, to say. It's not for Pokam, but it's kosher anyway. So what's the significance? Shem Shov, so it's not Shem Shov, so it's semantics. All right. Now let's proceed with the Rashi. Tanya b'disa. So Lezer b'Yakov in Medak sheyiz b'Rishay Esrim b'Yachas Sosom b'Mikshomi Minali b'Kate b'Neisim b'Seichay b'Braisim Mura doesn't say God, but it's Yisefta says God. So Minali b'Kate b'Neisim b'Seichay 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 חויבים הם שור ונפתיקו בו איזה המים שירים והם מדלים בהם שמדלים בעבר אז לא 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 חוי הרי שאת מגיע לא אז מדלים במדלים בעבר גל שני שלש מיליאם נמור מדלים בי שמדלים בעבר ומשני ראש שמילים בו אז מדלים במדלים בקיפה All right, this is don't concern פירש מייסלי סייך לסרגה ופייס קונו מעבר בחוצה לא אישי יסעבו בחוצה והכן ידעו מקווה דיביסייף פרקם מבית מורש מנינו לילרד לזה בן יעקב in explaining the Tisefte so he says that the Pshat in the Tisefte even though the Tisefte mentions God shouldn't think that according to לזה בן יעקב דווקא if it is נסערף outside the מקווה and then it is נמשך but if it is נמשך in the entry into the mikveh, then it's not kosher, because in Morgan Tmure we see that according to the same Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, he did not go, because the Rash did had the same Yosef in the Morgan Tmure as we had. In the Morgan Tmure, the same Rav Lezer ben Yaakov, when he said mentions God, in Tmure he doesn't mention God. All right, the Nitziv says, and that's the Pshat in the Grove. I mean, what Nitziv says is a very important Nitziv. I heard from my father that the Nitziv, the Goyim cannot be explained. So every Goyim is very obscure. But he said Rambam, the different Yosef just mentions Moshe Prophet who didn't Yosef, but how can you know what it was? But the Nitziv in his Peirush points out what the Goyim means. And I heard it's not that right. The Nitziv didn't have recourse to his imagination, and the Goyim doesn't say it. But the Nitziv heard it from his father-in-law, Rabbi Tzaleh, and Rabbi Tzaleh heard it from Chaim Volozhiner, and Chaim Volozhiner heard it from the Goyim. So it's still a sentence. what the Nesif says. I don't mean that the other Nesif is a matter of Semes Petah. I just meant to emphasize this. That's really the pshat of the Goyim. So, Upeish Kamal Bechotza, Loi Shei Yisav Bechotza, V'hakein Yedol Mikve, Divsefer Kavadit Muresh Manure, Reza Be'Yakob, Mikve Shei Yish Be'Yesrim V'Yakasso, Mikshomi, V'Yimale Be'Katev Sha'Yesri So, Upeish Kamal Mikve, V'Yimperim, Sha'ashive Mitaheres Be'Yobiyah V'Yamshoch. Alma Riboye Shei Yisav Bechotza Mikve. There is no such requirement. Shei Yisav Bechotza Mikve. V'Yohe Kishem Mishatzim, בחוצר למוקם אחד הערב, ביטלו שם, ולפול ממילס משמע לחייש בין נזכר שבחוצר של נשומים תחילו והכן שובים, בין שובים תחילו והכך נשומים, ובכל עניין ניתאי הברבי המשוך. So in other words, לחייש רבי זו יעקב, בין נזכר שבחוצר של נשומים תחילו והכן שובים, בין שובים תחילו, והכך מיקשומים, ובכל עניין מתאי הברבי אדם שוכן. בכל עניין מתאי הברבי אדם שוכן. But it doesn't make any difference whether בחוצר או בגד. It doesn't make any... So what's the פשט? אין נסעי, בזמן שנסער בינת של יגיע למקרה, היו מקרו כמסך המים, אם ידוע שנוף מסך הפועים סומיים שירים, עד שלעוד נושא שלו יש לו מים ושובים. אם ידוע שאנחנו צריכים לבוא עם שום מים כשירים, עד שלעוד נושא יחד, אני חושב שלוש אבים ואף פוסל, ויש לו ימי קומית את הרמב״ם, so in ואף פוסל, it means מיקה, in ואף פוסל, if he don't directly, but according to the other Rishonim, it doesn't mean if he don't directly. Even from Shoche, still it's possible. So how does he say that to the Chayesh, ברוך הכי משעס ומחוץ ומחוץ ומחד היה נביטים משהו ומפולים מילסה משמע לחייש ונזקפסו בחוצר של מקשום עם תחילו והכין שובים ואין שובים תחילו והכך שומעים כי בכל עניין מתאי הברבי ומשוח עם הנועץ it doesn't make any difference what came first whether the שובים the mil שובים came first was done first and then מקשום עם דרוב מקשום עם דבפת or vice versa doesn't make any difference, even though the Loshna is more. The Loshna is more is Ribbiya V'yam Shoche, it doesn't make any difference. This is what he says. But he doesn't mean that he doesn't make any difference. He doesn't make any difference whether, according to this Mishnah, whether there was Taruves, and then there was Am Shoche, or there was Amshoche without Arubis, then it does make a difference, because except according to the Rambam Pshat, that the Rambam says, Hoyo Mikalko Mishech HaMayim means that he done directly to the Mikveh, not that he, if he was Mikaleach outside the Mikveh, and then it was Nimshach, it's possible. But the Rash doesn't explain like the Rambam, so the Rash explains like the Rosh, the Toyo Mikalchin doesn't mean directly into the Mikveh. Even Hoyo Mikalchin outside the Mikveh. Gimel Tvachim away, 10 Tvachim away, outside the Mikveh. But since there was no Taruves outside the Mikveh, and the Miut is to Amshoche, comes into the Mikveh without going through a process of Taruves first, so then it is possible. Then it is possible. So, according to the Tanya of this Mishnah. So when the Rash says, the Lechayish bin Yiskapsu b'chotza shum shum t'chilo, v'hakein shubim bin shubim t'chilo, v'hakach mit shum, v'chol inye mitaya b'biyam shoche, he only means there is no kpeide and rob mit shum first and then am shoche, or on the mute shubim first and then the rob mit shum. But there is a kpeide according to this Mishneh that there's should be a taruves and the rov mikshomim and the new chuvim before the aninshach.
Here the Rosh is saying that the scepter works out according to Blazer ben Yankov.
Yeah.
And earlier the Rosh says that the mission doesn't work out according to Blazer ben Yankov. So I thought that the Rosh is saying that the scepter doesn't
work out. What's the Blazer ben Yankov? All right. when he says, "Vim laf posa afal pisha dechem shoche yodu," he says, "Loitz no mayim shum liye, vi afal pisha yodu lipseid, she ishlimu avoyim so, vi kosova ham shoche mitayares klal, afi mishleishes luvim lipseid." In other words, this tanya of the Mishnah is more machle than Reb Elezer ben Yaakov. Reb Elezer ben Yaakov is matir even when the Amshoche does not take place after a process of Taruvus. He's not. In other words, you have Chof Aleph So make Shomim in the Mikveh. Then you are Mamshach Yuteso. Shuv. So it's kosher. There is no Taruvus. So it's still kosher. But according to the Tanya of the Mishnah, no.